Now I'm going to take you through a brief relaxation exercise that will get you ready to have the experience. Lie down in a comfortable position and put the CD or tape on pause if you want to for a moment. Get a pillow, get a light blanket if that'll be helpful. You need to be in a comfortable, relaxed position with your clothing loose enough so that nothing is binding you. The lighting should be dim, but not off. And when you're ready to go, then press the pause button again and we'll begin. I want you to focus now all of your attention, all of your energy, on the big toe of your right foot. I want you to feel the tendons and the muscles of the toe, the skin. Become completely aware of the big toe of your right foot. Move all your consciousness to that point. Feel it relaxing. Feel yourself becoming calmer and more peaceful. With every in-breath, feel a beautiful golden cocoon coming up from the bottom of your toes, the bottom of your feet, up to the top of your head. And with every out-breath, a wonderful silver cocoon replacing it as the breath goes out. Now your big toe is completely relaxing, and that relaxation is spreading across to the other toes of your feet, across to the top of your foot, and the bottom, the sole of the foot, and the ankle. Your whole foot, you may have to move it a little bit to get it just the way you want it. And now that relaxation is filling your ankle and your calf. You feel the muscles of the calf relaxing, and the knee and the thigh and up into the pelvis. Now I want you to move your consciousness to the big toe of your left foot. I want you to feel that same relaxation as it spreads across the big toe of your left foot and across to the other toes and down through the foot, like a kind of golden syrup that's pouring in, taking away all stress and uncomfortableness. It fills the foot and the ankle. It goes up your calf, up to the knee, up to the thigh, and into the pelvis. And now, from the waist down, your whole body has a feeling of relaxation and peace and comfortableness. And it flows in and pours up through the trunk of your body and up to your shoulders. Now I want you to move the consciousness of your mind down to the thumb of your right hand. Focus on your right hand. Feel it relaxing. Feel all the fingers relaxing, the thumb, the other fingers, across the palm and the back of the hand. Maybe you have to wiggle it a little bit to get it just right. And into the right wrist and into the forearm, and into your elbow. Feel it flowing in, taking away all the stress and feeling of tension. Feel it flowing up into the bicep of your right arm and joining with the shoulder. Now I want you to move your consciousness to the thumb of your left hand. I want you to feel that energy flowing in, bringing healing and warmth and peace. Feel it flowing into your left hand, across the fingers, the palm, the back of the hand, into your left wrist, flowing up the arm, into your left elbow, up into the bicep and into the shoulder. Now, from the neck down, I want you to feel your whole body relaxing. Feel the sense of peace and warmth, a sense of security, as well. Now it's flowing in up the back of your neck and across the top of your head, and down across your forehead, and down into your face, and the jaw, and maybe you have to move your jaw a little bit to get it just right, and down into the neck, so that your entire body from head to toe now feels this sense of warmth and peace and security. I want you to, with every breath, to feel the in-breath bringing the golden cocoon and the out-breath the silver cocoon. In and out and in and out. And your mind is calm now and you feel at peace. It's like a still pool in the forest. An image is forming. You are now life size. You are at the same day and date as today, only it is the year 2050. 2050. If for some reason you are not incarnate, look around and find someone that you feel safe and secure with, and see and have the experience through their eyes and senses. You are now in 2050. Are you inside or outside? Look down at your feet. What do you see? Look to your left. What do you see? Look to your right. What do you see? Look straight ahead. What is there? Look behind yourself. If you can safely do so, go up into the air. About 10 or 12 feet, 18 feet, enough so that you can get a little sense of the dimension of the place that you are. What do you see? Are there any sounds? Do you smell anything? Come now back down to the ground. Go forward to a place where people are gathered. As you go up to that place, be aware of how many people there are. What kind of community it is? they do there. Look at how the people are dressed. Look at their activity. Are they working? Are they playing? Are they a mix of both? Consider how many men and women there are. Many children. Do the people seem happy? What seems to be the general state of health in your community? Go to a place where health care is delivered. Go into that place. What are they doing? What kind of treatments are people getting? There seem to be a lot of people at this place, or just a few? Do the activities look familiar to you, or are they very different? Whenever you need to have an answer, don't hesitate to go up and ask someone and see if they can tell you the answer and if they know. Go to a place where someone is communicating with an instrument. What kind of communication are they doing? How does it work? What is the communication experience like? In 2050, do people travel physically? If they do, go to a place where they would leave from. Be aware of what it is like. How do they do it? Is there another kind of technology that makes some kind of travel possible in 2050? If there is, go to that place and see what it is like. How do people purchase things? 2050. Go to a place where commerce is taking place and see what happens. How are people obtaining things? They pay for them. What is the medium of exchange? Be aware of the climate. What is the climate like? In general, does it seem drier or wetter or warmer or colder than where you are now? Do people seem to be concerned about this, or are they happy? Does this community have a particular theme? And if it does, be aware of what it is. Do you have a sense that population pressure is an issue in 2050? Are there a lot of people, not as many people as there are today? How do people entertain themselves in 2050? Go to a place and experience the kinds of entertainment that are taking place in 2050 where you are. Now, it's time to leave. Look around. There's some central image, some central feeling that you feel or think or know represents most clearly what life is like at this day and date in 2050. And it will stay in your mind. It's now appropriate to come back to normal waking consciousness. I will count slowly back from 10 to 1. When I get to 1, you will be fully back to normal waking consciousness, remembering everything that has happened. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1. You're back now. You're fully awake. You remember everything. Understand and put to use what you've just experienced.